Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh.
Well, it's that time of the year, isn't it, that there's nothing better than getting out into the backyard where you've either sown vegetables or you've planted up something like a storm and you get to enjoy it. I'd like to welcome to the show today Matt Lacey from Land Art Landscape. Hi, Matt.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good. Now, tell me, how hard is it, do you think, to plant an edible garden?
It's relatively easy. If you're a first timer, there's certain places to start with easy things to grow, and then you can work up from there. But really, once you get into it, it's really simple. I mean, the basic rule is to just get the preparation right, to prepare your soils, and it's pretty hard to fail. Really, you'll be surprised at how easy it is.
Now, this time of the year with Christmas and, you know, lots more entertaining out of that backyard, are there specific things we should be really growing or probably already have sort of sown to be ready?
Yeah, I mean, to be ready for Christmas, you could throw some lettuce in the ground, even in terms of rocket, and you probably get some leaf, maybe not by Christmas now, but, you know, a week or so after that. The good thing about our country, this time of year, you can grow just about anything you want to. So all the things that you need for a good Christmas lunch, fresh salads and whatever else, you can grow it all at this time of year. So it's really exciting. You know, you can do your tomatoes, you can do your rockets, your cos, all your lettuces. You can just basically do anything you like. You could almost do everything besides the meat in your garden for Christmas lunch.
That's a big call.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's true. You could have bruschetta, you could have fresh salads. You think about what sits on the table at Christmas time, there's not a great, besides the meat, it all comes from the garden, really.
Now, listen, tell us some top tips for tomatoes, though, because some years I have great harvest of tomatoes and others I'm embarrassed to say I actually grew them. So what are some just tips in terms of producing an excellent tomato harvest?
Okay, the first thing is the soil. Get a lot of compost into your soil. So get some mushroom compost, cow manure, chicken manure, whatever it is, as long as you get a good mix in there. If it's not too fresh, then you don't need to let it settle. You can plant straight away. But the key to tomatoes is to grow them quickly and healthily. So if you get the right preparation, that's your starting point, and then feed them every 2 weeks with a seaweed solution or something high in nitrogen, and that feeds the leafy part of the plant, so you can grow them really quickly. And this growing them quickly basically means that they're less susceptible to pests and diseases. So, the quicker you can get them up and then fruiting, the less you're going to have to put on them in terms of, you don't want to be putting any kind of chemical sprays on your vegetables. So, you just need to make sure that you're doing your due diligence in terms of keeping them healthy. And then go out there and just spot them, any of those little green worms that you see on them, just pick them off and get rid of them. And if you can do it all manually, you'll have a successful plant.
And listen, what about watering? How often should you water them?
Tomatoes are pretty good in terms of, as you can see when they're thirsty, the leaves, you can notice them just start to droop off a little bit. So every second day, as a general rule of thumb, is what I go by. But also if I see the leaves drooping, then I'll hit them harder. I mean, on some of these really hot days, you probably need to be doing it every day. You can judge that by just sort of sticking your finger in the soil and seeing if it's feeling damp or if it feels completely dry. But if you put a good loosened mulch or a mulch around it, that'll help keep the water in the soil and the plant healthy.
Now, Christmas trees. What are some good solutions for planted Christmas trees throughout the back?
It depends on how quirky you want to go. I mean, how traditional or how quirky you want to go. There's some great native trees that work quite well, but don't look so much like a Christmas tree, like your lily pillies. They've got good Christmas colour, in terms of green and reds. You could even do a bottle brush. They've got that green and red thing going on as well. But there is a great Western Australian plant called Adenanthos, and it almost looks like a pine tree. Like, it looks quite spiky in its appearance, but when you touch it, it is just like it's a velvety, fluffy feel to it. So it's a really unique tree, and it is native, and it looks like a Christmas tree. It's not quite as the green isn't that dark. It's almost a sort of limey grey colour. But yeah, it's a beautiful little tree, and it goes really well as a Christmas tree. And it's just fascinating to touch.
How tall would that grow?
Well, in a pot, you're going to keep it fair. It depends on the size of the pot you've got it in. But if you're moving it around and you're keeping it in a pot, then, you know, it's probably only going to get to about a metre and a half.
And is it the sort of thing that during the year you can kind of just leave alone, or does it need a lot of attention?
They're pretty good. Because it's in a pot, anything in a pot needs more attention than something in the ground.
Yeah.
But you get it in the right aspect in the right part of the house for the rest of the year, and they're pretty good. They're pretty hardy.
Yeah. Now tell me, in terms of making our garden work easier over summer, what sort of things should we be doing now, you know, as we're heading into the holiday season?
Yep. What I do with mine is I make sure that it's completely mulched. So all the soil's covered in a mulch that's going to insulate the soil. So keeping in the moisture, keeping the soils cool, and keeping the weeds at bay. So that's going to keep your maintenance down over the festive season. But then also just prior to Christmas, try and just give everything a bit of a haircut, give everything a trim and a tidy. And then if you've got the mulch going and if you've got an irrigation system, I mean, that's basically an insurance policy to keeping your plants watered. And then you don't have to worry about that whilst you're enjoying yourself. Or if you go away over Christmas, you know your plants are taken care of. And if you do all these little things prior to Christmas, you've got a fairly maintenance-free Christmas ahead of you, which is important for those of us who like to eat and drink a lot through that time.
Hey, Matt, thank you very much for being on the show today. As always, it's always good to get a few garden tips as the weather's getting much better and it's good to get out there.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me.
Good stuff. That's Matt Lacey from Land Art Landscape. For more garden details, go to mindfood.com.
Mindfood Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh.